Good morning. I'm going to start by reading something from Jeremiah today. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 to 8. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. That person will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Jeremiah, he has a bit of a reputation for being a doom monger, and it's true that many of his prophecies speak of coming disasters, the destruction of Jerusalem at the hand of the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar, the taking of many captives, including the king of Judah himself, famine, plague, and misery. But in among all those tales of woe and foreboding, there's some poetic gems like this one, optimistic statements about what a fully restored Israel will look like, of times when the land will be at peace and the nation will be prosperous. And then there are these two verses. This theme is picked up elsewhere in the Bible, not least in the final book of Revelation, when John sees the river of life and the tree of life growing beside it, yielding its fruit every month, with leaves that are for healing. And that same theme occurs in Ezekiel chapter 47, where Ezekiel says, fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fall. Every month they will bear fruit, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing. There's something special about these trees that grow on the banks of the Holy River, a river that comes from the very depths of the temple. Not only do they thrive as the water flows to their roots, they bear abundant fruit. Now, in my garden, my fruit trees bear fruit only once a year. The apples, they come out in September. The rest of the year, there's no fruit. In fact, at the moment, my apple trees are looking very barren. In God's garden, the trees are constantly bearing fruit. The water from God's sanctuary has the power to bring about abundance, fruit 12-fold. What we would normally expect from a healthy tree. And whereas the leaves of the fruit trees in my garden look pretty for 6 months and then fall to the ground, in God's garden, the leaves don't wither and they possess healing properties. These are indeed fruit trees that are greatly blessed by the waters of the Lord flowing over them. So here is Jeremiah saying to us, this could be you. If only you would trust in the Lord, you would be blessed and blessed mightily. You would be like one of those trees growing along the banks of the river of life, never short of sustenance, leaves never withering and constantly bearing fruit. Not only would you have the benefits of any tree that grows near water, life, but you would have life in abundance. Didn't Jesus promise us life in abundance, true richness of life? Even Job, whose words are often laced with pain and suffering, and the pessimism of his own uncertainty in terrible circumstances, speaks up for trees. He says in chapter 14, verses 7 to 9. At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground and its stump die in the soil, yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth shoots like a plant. The capacity of a tree to regenerate when near water is nothing short of miraculous. I still think of my great magnolia tree with its saucer-sized fragrant flowers felled to the ground on the instructions of an insurance company when it was blamed wrongly, in my opinion, for the cracks in my house's walls. But it scented water, and 13 months later, the dead trunk, which had shown no inkling of life in all that time, put up one tiny little tentative shoot. And this soon became many. And within another year, I had not one trunk, but several, all bursting with new leaves and growing rapidly up my wall again. God knew how sad I had been at the loss of that tree. And he made sure, even though on the surface there was no sign of life, stirrings were going on deep down in the soil, which eventually came to light and fruition. And sometimes there are times in our own lives when we feel like a tree that's been felled, we feel like there's nothing left but a rotting stump and no sign of life. Our lives just seem barren and desolate. But if we trust in God, stirrings will occur deep in our spirit. And before we know it, those new shoots will begin to form and burst forth, bringing us new life, new hope, a new abundance. So what are we to make of what the prophets are telling us here? They're revealing to us a secret. When we trust in the Lord, we're transporting ourselves to the banks of the river of life. We're putting down roots that will anchor us in his love and allow him to bless us from his throne at the very heart of his sanctuary. We're enabling him to wash us in his living water so that we will become healthy and bear much fruit. If we do as Jeremiah urges us to do, placing our confidence in the Lord and not in any earthly thing, we will thrive. That Hebrew word for planted in verse 8 of the passage from Jeremiah can also mean transplanted from somewhere not so good, from a dry place or a dark place where our tree is barely clinging onto life, starved of the nutrients and the light it needs to come into its own. How many of us allow ourselves to live in those shadows, fearful to emerge because of past hurts or of what the future may bring? We've become accustomed to second best or worse, and have no desire to move from that place we've grown to know, even though it doesn't satisfy us. Jeremiah calls us out. Put your trust in the Lord and all will be well. You will grow in his love, and that fear will dissipate, washed away by the powerful streams of living water that wash over you. I think it's interesting that Jeremiah actually says in verse 8, it does not fear when heat comes, and it has no worries in a year of drought. Fear is such a debilitating condition and so unnecessary. How can we fear when we're immersed in our Heavenly Father's love? In a fallen world, we're not immune to hostile circumstances, but we don't have to react to them in the way that the world does. We don't need to worry and fear. Notice how Jeremiah talks about this tree sending out roots by the stream. The roots are not contained. They can spread as far as they want into the water and the soil around it. When we put our trust in God, we're not held back. We're not pinned in a cage, restricted, our growth stunted. He enables us to grow naturally and draw from his waters all the sustenance we need to become strong, both physically and spiritually. Sometimes we need a revelation in our hearts of what God's word is truly saying to us. This is how it is, and nothing and no one can change it. Why not believe it and act upon it? We each have to make a decision to put our confidence in the Lord, and not just as lip service, but behaving as though we mean it. Now, I'm not saying that we should do something foolish to test him. Jesus refused to throw himself down from the highest point of the temple when he was tempted to do so. But it does require us to exercise some faith. It requires us to push ourselves a little, to get out of the rut that we've dug ourselves into and start doing something new or something old in a new way. By so doing, we're transplanting ourselves beside that river where the life flows. And soon the water will reach our roots and we will notice the difference. If you're serious about renewing your trust in the Lord, he will show you what you need to do and he will change you. Suddenly that thing you were worrying about and fearing won't seem so dire anymore. You'll start to see a way through. I just want to read you the last lines of Jeremiah's revelation from verse 8. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. That's such an encouraging statement, for who of us doesn't know what it's like to experience a year of drought? This past year has brought so many restrictions on our liberty, what we can do and where we can go, who we can meet. And for some of us, our income has dried up too. Add to that a raging pandemic we cannot see, but whose effects are all too real. If there were ever a year to worry and fear, then this would be the one. But just think for a moment. We enjoyed the best spring for many years. The sun shone and the birds sang. The wildlife returned and a peace settled on the land. Hardly any cars, no planes, no pollution. We had more free time than we've ever had. And most people showed kindness and looked out for the vulnerable. When the story of the pandemic comes to be written, there will be a thread of compassion and gentleness running through it. Those of us who trust in the Lord will come out of it fruitful. Despite months of no work at all, suddenly in the last week or so, I've been approached by an extraordinary range of people wanting to make use of my services. I've never known so many potential opportunities come along all at once. We need a revelation that what Jeremiah says is true. And as surely as night follows day, those who trust in the Lord are blessed. I want to finish by putting up a photograph of trees lining the banks of a river. And while you're looking at it, I'm going to read those lines of Jeremiah again. And I want you to reflect on what these words mean, and especially what they mean for you. Can you see yourself like these trees, soaking up the water of life, thriving in the sunshine, well-rooted and established in the place that is best for them? Let any fear or worries drain away and bask in God's glory, allowing yourself to become immersed in his love. As you do so, let his healing power wash over you as you focus on the green leaves of the trees. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. That person will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we have these revelations in your word. I thank you, Lord, for this vision of a tree of life, a tree that is so fruitful, a tree that is forever green, unaffected by what the world may throw at it, because its roots are anchored in your living waters. Lord, I thank you that we can be like that tree as we grow to trust in you, as we put our confidence in you. Lord, help us to transplant ourselves from where we are now, whatever that may be like, to that place close to you, close to your throne, where those waters emerge. Help us, Lord, to trust in you so that we no longer fear and we no longer worry, but that we know that we are safe with you. And I thank you, Lord, that this is a promise for us all. It's not just for a few special people. Each one of us can benefit from placing ourselves by the banks of your river and soaking up your sustenance. And I thank you, Lord, that your promise is that as we grow there, we will become strong, we will become healthy, and we will become fruitful. Lord, may we all learn to put our trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.